Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 4, we were taught mental assent to facts about Christ is not true saving faith. Well, listen closely as we finish the week on that thought today. The Apostle Paul went through on his mission journeys, and this testimony is given, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks. Repentance towards God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, there must be repentance before there's restoration. Whether it's a Christian wandering from the way that he had entered with Christ, or it's one who is without Christ. You see, in the New Testament, there are many passages which indicate that repentance is the key to salvation. For an example, the Apostle Paul had preached everywhere that they should repent and turn to the Lord. As a matter of fact, in Acts chapter 26, verse 20, he said, "And do works meet for repentance." But he also preached that faith in Christ is the way to be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. We could cite many verses stressing repentance, and many other verses stressing faith. Now, there's not a real conflict here. Oh, no. Now, there is a danger in what has been called easy believism if repentance is ignored. Mental assent to a certain facts about Christ is not true saving faith. The devils have that. The Bible tells us in James chapter 2. They even believe and tremble. So, that kind of faith, if repentance is ignored, is not a true saving faith, nor will it produce salvation for a person merely to be sorry for his sins and change his behavior if he did not really trust from his heart in the person and work of Christ on the cross, paying in full his sin and being buried and raising from the dead. It is not either or with repentance and faith. It is both and. Okay. One cannot truly repent, that is, change his mind about Christ and his work, as well as his own life, without genuinely believing that personally Jesus Christ died for his sin, shedding his blood for him and dying, and then being buried and 3 days later raising again to provide his salvation. But neither can you have a genuine faith in Christ as the Son of God and as your own personal Savior without it changing your life. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. Again, it's like two sides of the same coin. Repentance on one side, faith on the other, but you need the whole coin, okay? We can only see one side at a time, but both are real, and neither can be there without the other. The real formula for salvation is repentance towards God. That is looking at the deity. And faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ, that's looking at his humanity as he died on the cross as the sacrifice that was demanded for the sin of all flesh and paid it in full for all men for all time. Yet, that salvation's not granted unless they come to him in repentance and faith. Christ preached, "Repent ye and believe the gospel," in Mark chapter 1. My friend, that is our responsibility. If you pass that up, if you won't turn to him, then hell is your destiny. And you will go by your own free will decision to an eternal torment in a lake of fire where you never cease to exist, where you can never escape. You're always hopeless. And you're tormented in fire. Somebody said, well, you know, we have a hard time believing that God would do that. No, God makes him a body that will do that. But God didn't create hell for men. He created for the devil and his angels. But men go there because they reject Christ, and therefore they've chosen, by their rejection of Christ, Satan and his way. So again, you reject it, you'll go to hell, but you'll go over the broken heart of the Lord Jesus Christ, because you've made his cross, his death, his burial, his resurrection of no effect in your life. You've trampled underfoot his blood. What a shame. When he said that if you had come to him, he would in no wise cast you out. When he said, for whosoever would call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, do you know if you die today that heaven's your home? Let me say it simply. Jesus died on the cross for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. The first 3 hours, his body, bleeding, beaten, torn, was there to show man, not only the depravity of man in doing such a thing, but to show man what sin deserves. But the last 3 hours of the cross, the Father took over. And he poured out his wrath on the human spirit of Christ. When Jesus said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He wasn't talking about he ceased being part of the Trinity. Oh, no. He was talking about for his humanity, there was no grace. None whatever. No grace as in the garden when the angels ministered to him, or as in the wilderness when he'd been 40 days and 40 nights without food, and the angels came after the tempting of Satan by Satan. They came and ministered to him, to his humanity. But there'd be none of that on the cross for Jesus, because that was the payment for our sin. Yes, he said he did that for you. You've got to call Almighty God a big fat liar if you don't think. You say, well, I'd never call God that. Well, if you don't receive that, you don't believe that, that's exactly what you're calling him. Now, my friend, he loves you. That's why he came. God, He existed in all eternity past, but he came to die for you. He loves you that much. Well, he died and he was buried. 3 days later, he rose up bodily from the grave. He paid your penalty in full and he conquered it all. That's why Revelation 1:18 says that he has the keys of hell and of death. Your responsibility is seen in repentance towards God, his deity, because all sin is essentially against the deity of God, the person of God, his holiness, his righteousness, all that God is, even the smallest sin. I mean, Adam and Eve, they ate of a fruit in the garden that they're told not to. And that would be the wages for sin, was for them to burn in hell forever unless they have a Savior. And Jesus was that Savior and is that Savior. But Jesus existed as a spirit in eternity past, but when he took on human flesh, he was doing that because he loves you. So it's faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and repentance towards God. You're inviting him to come in and not only cleanse you of your sin by the blood of Jesus Christ from sin's penalty and also from sin's power. And in the future, when we're caught up and we're made likened to his glorious body, fashioned like his glorious body, then we're even free from the presence of sin. And if you're willing for that, you're willing for him to come in and do what's necessary to change you and make you what you ought to be, then you let him, and he'll receive you and he'll save you the very moment you call upon him. After that, there's a life of growth and getting to know you, and sometimes, just like a child, he has to spank. Other times he just really encourages you and lifts you up, training you so that you're better fit for eternity. So what must you do? Admit that you're a sinner. I have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death, which means I need to go to hell. However, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For Romans 5:8 says that God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So I don't even have to spend 1 second in hell, because Christ conquered hell and death. But believing that he did that for me, I call upon him to save my soul, and I give him my heart and life right now, just like a person gives their vow at a wedding ceremony, and it's forever. You've made this vow forever to God, and he'll save you. You say, oh, I would like to do that. I'd like to have eternal life in heaven, but I'd also want to do this because he loved me so much. I want to love him, and I want to learn to love as he loves. I want you then right now, right where you are, pray and ask the Lord to save you. I'm going to form a prayer, and the prayer that I do right now will only be words if a person didn't mean it. But if you'd like to ask the Lord Jesus to be your Savior right now, then let me ask you to pray this prayer. And you pray it. You can pray it silently or out loud, but pray it as I pray it out loud. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross and died for me. I believe 3 days later he rose up bodily from the grave. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. Thank you that you don't lie about this at all. Thank you for eternal life. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed and asked the Lord to save you, would you call and let us know? We would like to help you further. I would encourage you to let someone else know. If you don't belong to a good Bible preaching church, or you don't know of a good Bible preaching church, check in your, now we Google them now. We used to say check your yellow pages, but however, find out where there's a good church where they preach the word of God as it is to men as they are. They're using the right Bible or King James Bible. Their music is not this rock and roll stuff, but it's that honors God. Then tell them the decision you made, and they'll try to help you with the next decision. You can also email us. We have on our website a booklet called Building Blocks that I wrote, and you can go right to our website and look for booklets by Dr. Andy Bloom, and it will direct you to my booklets. And I would encourage you that if you just received Christ, the first one to read his Building Blocks. Well, I want to thank you for listening into the Lamp and Light today. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.